The content of this podcast is from the manual Prepare to Survive, Prepare to Help, Community Training and Emergency Planning for People with Disabilities. The training manual is created by the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities and Volunteer Canada and prepared by Hatching Change. This community training was created with the idea that workshops will have people with a diversity of abilities in the room, both as participants and as trainers. All of the podcasts have been created to make the training more accessible to individuals with visual disabilities. So here's some things you need to know. All PowerPoints mentioned in this podcast are available on the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities website, bccpd.bc.ca. All video clips mentioned in this podcast are on the Ready for Crisis YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/readyforcrisis. This podcast covers the following sections of the training manual: next steps and workshop evaluation. Download podcast number 9 handout separately. Next steps, which will take 20 minutes. Objective: to discuss next steps for groups and individuals. Learning outcome: participants will decide on actions to take in their groups and or communities. Please choose one of the following activities. Option A, poster wall. How it is done. Give each person 2 sheets of colored paper. Ask each person to write or draw 1 step they will take as an individual and 1 step they will ask their group to take. Create 2 sections on the wall, group and individual. Ask each person to post their sheets on the wall in the appropriate section. Review the steps people have said they will take. Refer to resources, tips for creating workshops, and sample workshop announcements. Materials needed: tips for creating workshops handout and sample workshop announcement handout, as well as colored paper and tape. Option B, discussion in pairs. How it is done. Ask participants to ask a person beside them about 1 step they will take as an individual and 1 step they will ask their group to take. Ask people to then call out the steps they plan to take. Refer to the resources, tips for creating workshops, and sample workshop announcement. Materials needed: tips for creating workshops and sample workshop announcement handout. Option C, dotmocracy. This exercise is intended to be used when everyone is from the same group or community. How it is done. Ask participants to propose actions for the group and briefly explain why they think they are important. Write all proposals on flip chart paper. Then, pass out 4 stickers to each participant and tell them they can vote with the stickers in whatever way they like, either 1 stick per action or put all 4 in on 1 action. The results will be recorded and then will guide what the group focuses on next. Materials needed: 4 colored stickers per person, flip chart paper and felt pens, stickers or beans. Please note, this exercise can also be done with beans or other objects and containers marked with the actions. This may work better in some situations, for example, in a smaller room with several wheelchairs where it would be difficult for people to move around. Evaluation, which should take 10 minutes. The facilitator should strongly encourage both positive and negative feedback to help improve future workshops. Choose one of the following activities. Option A, written evaluation. How it is done. Ask people to fill in the written evaluation. Thank people for attending the workshop. Materials needed: training, workshop, evaluation form. Option B, head, heart, hands. How it is done. On the flip chart, draw a stick figure with a big heart, head, and hands. Give each person 3 post-it notes and ask them to write or draw one thing from the workshop that changed the way that they think, or head, and one thing that changed the way they feel, or heart, and one tool that they will walk away with and use, or hands. Either ask people to go up and post their notes on the appropriate part of the flip chart, or collect the post-it notes and post them. Summarize the evaluation for the group and thank people for attending. Materials needed: flip chart, markers, post-it notes. The training manual and this podcast are funded by the Government of Canada's Social Development Partnership Program, Disability Component. For more information on the training, contact Karen Martin, Karen@bccpd.bc.ca.